does it mean? I'd have to look it up. I really would.
Mm-hmm. A building where you park your car is a...
garage.
What is a shellfish that is frequently put into boil form with a sauce and is referred to as some kind of cocktail?
Shrimp.
A chocolate bar that's known by the name of its manufacturer.
Hershey.
A color of brown that is lighter than a tan and yet not quite a cream color is?
Beige.
I think, if you're trying to say, I think I'll have time, but I'm not sure. Is there any other way that you would say this?
I may have time.
Do you ever use reckon?
No, I don't. That's slang kind of to me. People say, I reckon she will. I reckon I might be able to. No, I don't use the word reckon myself.
Speaking of making purchases, I had to do some
shopping.
And when you shop, someone puts paper around something, he it up.
Wraps it up.
In the past, he
wrapped it up. And he will wrap it up tomorrow. He has wrapped it in the past.
So when you get home, you
unwrap it.
All right.
And lose it. Let's put a thread or something.
He had to sell it at a post to profit at a
at a discount? At what now? As opposed to buying it at a loss.
Uh-huh. You don't buy something because it's too expensive. You might say, it too much.
It costs too much.
At the end of the month, a bill is
sent to you, rendered.
And when it's rendered, it becomes
due.
When you join an organization yearly, you must pay your
dues.
And to do this, you might have to, if you don't have enough money, you might have to
borrow.
When money is, you say money is tight, you really mean it is?
Well, you mean that there doesn't seem to be as much in circulation. People do not seem as ready to buy and to invest. And maybe if you borrow money, you'd have to pay higher interest.
Well, when you're referring, I'm really thinking more of anything that is not easy to come by. You'll say that item is certainly
scarce.
Do you know a term for coasting down a hill on a sled?
Tobogganing, or just coasting. You can use expression sledding.
If you go down lying down, does this
that mean? Is I think that bad booster or something. That's what you mean, but I've had too much experience on sleds.
If you dive into a swimming pool and land on your stomach in the water, you have done a you've what?
Oh, what do you call that? No, I can't think what that is.
All right. Children frequently get out on the floor and turn
somersaults.
If land is very rich and able to grow things easily.
Fertile.
If you're telling someone to be quiet, you might say
hush.
Now we'll talk about a few more words. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the word swim.
Swam, swum.
dive.
I dived today, I dived yesterday, I had dived many times.
Drown.
Drown today, he was drowned yesterday. Many people have drowned in this lake.
All right. Something that you do in church especially, and there are frequently little benches in front.
Kneel.
All right, you would say she
knelt
yesterday, she
knelt, and she has knelt many times.
All right. I'm tired. I think I'll down for a while.
Sit down.
Or, if you want to go
lie down.
He in bed all day.
He lay in bed all day.
And referring to the little pictures that you have in your mind when you're asleep, I all night.
Dreamed.
Right. Speaking of coming out of sleep, I early this morning.
I waked up, or I woke, but we wouldn't say awoke. That's kind of poetic. I waked up.
If you do this on the floor, you
stamp your foot.
May, and you're offering to